Good afternoon. This is C-SPAN, and welcome to the weekly roundtable call. So this week, we're going to deviate a little bit from our Get Right series, and we're going to catch up on a topic that I thought everybody was aware of, but it has became crystal clear to me that I needed to provide additional clarity on a topic, and that topic is rucking. And so if you're somebody who doesn't know what rucking is, or you're somebody who's experienced with rucking, today is going to be a recording. I got my buddy Winnebago on the phone. It happens to be his birthday. But what we're going to do is talk about the very basics of rucking and how to start rucking in your F3 region. But the idea is, if you went and listened to the Louisville call or any of the other calls we've had about rucking, I assumed that everybody knew what rucking was. But we'll go ahead and the first thing I'll do is I'm going to tell you, GoRuck has a lot of great videos out there. All Day Ruck Off is that's Chuckanut. Is another guy that has some great videos out there. The Ruckership Network is another one that has some good information out there. So besides this call, if you do a little bit of Googling, you can find a lot of additional information on rucking. But Winnebago, let's just start with the beginnings. Let's just start at the very, let's build the foundation of what, if somebody is a Nantan or a first FQ and they want to start rucking, let's just start with what is rucking?
So rucking is probably the easiest exercise that you can do. Basically, it is hiking with a weighted backpack. Any backpack, if you have a JanSport, North Face, Hello Kitty, whatever you have, throw some weight in there. A good starting weight is around 20 pounds. You know, you can work your way up from there. But really, that's it. I mean, you throw a backpack on that has some weight in it, and you start walking. And it's always better to have somebody to do it with.
And so we're going to go ahead and just the fundamentals for rucking is if you're under 150 pounds, you normally carry 20 pounds. If you're over 150 pounds, you carry 30 pounds. And so for somebody who's carrying 30 pounds, that's normally 6 bricks, and those can be bought at Lowe's or Home Depot or any other anything like that. It's 4 bricks for somebody who's trying to carry 20 pounds. So the other thing I'm going to say is, if it is your best Hello Kitty backpack, one of the things you can do is wrap the bricks up with some duct tape or some bubble wrap, so you just don't destroy the inside of the backpack. So anything you want to add on that?
No, I mean, that's an excellent point. You know, trying to have some sort of security with it, you know, as you're progressing along, the natural progression is, you know, you start rucking, you know, with your friends. I like to call it walk and talk. And then you start doing exercises, much like you would with a, you know, a cinder block workout, which are present all over F3. Where instead of a cinder block, you have your backpack or ruck with the weight in it. Having your weight wrapped is very advantageous if you get into doing complex exercises like a burpee, because you'll more than likely get hit in the back of the head. So that bubble wrap will be the difference between a slight bruise and a concussion. So, excellent point on that, C-SPAN. You know, really the thing with rucking is don't make it tough. You know, start from the beginning. If you have no idea how to do it, or, you know, if it's your thing, just throw the weight in there, start walking. You know, it burns a lot more calories than you would think. I've had fantastic life discussion with people just walking around with a backpack, and next thing you know, you don't even realize it, but you got a sweat going, and, you know, you're a little short on breath. You know, from there, when you're out rucking, you can stop every so often, do some squats, some push-ups, take the pack off, do some presses overhead with it, and then just make it a more full-body workout, and then it'll just start coming to you. You'll get creative with it, and find more and more ways to do it. The big thing is you do not need to or really should run with it. You can get a real sexy power walk going where you're, you know, shaking the hips and everything like that, pumping your arms. And that will be burning pretty much equivalent calories to running. But if you have one of those poor quality backpacks and you start running, you're going to find that your shoulder straps are going to start ripping off. Your feet and knees and hips are going to probably start hurting. So running is absolutely not a requirement. So those people who hate running, rucking is your solution.
So, yeah, and I'm going to jump in there and say we actually, you know, in the Marine Corps, it was very seldom I ever ran with a ruck or with a pack on. And so I would continue to do that. If you feel like you've been rucking and you feel like you need to drop ruck, do some kind of running exercise, do that. Don't encourage people to run with a ruck. And it is just a really, really good way to injure people. And so don't run with the ruck. And then I'm going to go ahead and transition over to footwear. A lot of these guys that have been doing rucking, you see them have $500 boots on. This is something else. When you start out, you've got this cheap backpack with some weights in it, maybe a beach towel to kind of keep it all tight in there. But you can just use your regular running shoes for an F3 workout. And I, you know, if anything, if you want to add to that Winnebago, I'm going to tell people they don't need to go spend $500 on a pack and $500 on boots to start this. This is something that could be done for $20 or whatever you got laying around the house rather than $1,000. What do you think?
I total agreement. Anybody who knows me, done an event with me, for the last 3 years, I have only worn Nike Air Pegasus for every event. I had gone down the boot route and ended up having all sorts of foot problems because I just didn't like boots. And so I went back to the one pair of shoes that my entire life have always worked for me, which is Nike Air Pegasus. And I've blown through probably 5 pairs in the last 2 years, which to some guys, that's nothing. But, you know, really it's whatever works for your foot. You know, if you have a pair of comfortable shoes, wear those. And when they wear out, buy another, pair of the same one. You will find that blisters have a way of creeping up on you when you're rucking. I don't know why, but they do. And comfortable shoes go a long way to it. If you want to try boots, there are a lot of people who love boots and everything like that. You can definitely do that, but it is certainly not something that you need to think that you have some sort of special equipment. I mean, you know, I wear the most basic clothes. I wear sometimes 2 pairs of socks just to make sure that I don't get blisters if I'm going far. And the same shoes that I wear for any other workout. And I have never had a foot problem since then.
So, and I'm going to do a shameless plug for my guy and tell him I've been wearing these Mud Gear socks for the last 5 years and I don't get blisters. I think what people need to understand with rucking is you start sweating a lot. The sweat runs down your legs. Your shoes get full of sweat. If you're wearing cotton, which we'll do a tribute to Gnarly Goat there, but if you're wearing cotton, you're going to end up with some blisters. Those Mud Gear socks or any of the really any of the OCR socks that have this kind of blister-proof fabric is outstanding for rucking also. You don't have to buy those, but, I mean, regular socks work, but those are my recommendations. You don't need special shoes. You really don't need special socks. But Winnebago and I have done a lot of these long walks. We're going to tell you that the socks are actually more important than the shoes. So let's transition to the next.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Okay, let's transition to the next thing. I'm going to just talk a little bit about starting your F3 region. So you've got some guys. Winnebago kind of covered a little bit. This rapidly turns from a first F activity into a second and potentially a third F activity because you have when you're not constantly out of breath like at an F3 boot camp and you actually have some time to talk to people, you can see what's on their mind or on their heart. So you're walking beside somebody. What I recommend to start is if you have a Saturday workout, you actually meet an hour before that. In theory, in an hour, you should be able to get close to 4 miles, definitely 3 miles. potentially 4 miles in an hour. And I think that's the easiest way to start it. Winnebago, you got any ideas of what your recommendation is on how to start it for F3?
No, that's really the best way is, you know, some people do 30 minutes before, you know, the weekday workouts and do that. If they really hate sleep that much, they'll do an hour before during the week. But, you know, the 7 a.m. Saturday workouts are perfect because you can get up later than you would do in the normal Monday through Friday, get an extra hour in, burn a few hundred calories, and talk to your buds. So, you know, that's an ideal way. You know, a lot of F3 workouts are, you know, have like a Wednesday run only option. And, you know, I will definitely acknowledge that there's a certain component of F3 that just doesn't like distance running. And they show up because, you know, they need their daily fix, but they're back in the back and don't necessarily have anybody to talk to. And, you know, it gets a little bit lonely. You could have an alternative of a, you know, a rough version of it where, you know, you get a bunch of people together and you talk about it. And, you know, you can most definitely transition that into a third F. I mean, if you're roughing with somebody, it's going to become second F automatically. You're going to talk and, you know, it may start off as small talk because maybe you don't know each other that well. But then you'll eventually get into deeper things. And, you know, I've had some of the most substantial conversations of my adult life while roughing with someone. And, you know, you start talking about life and work and wife and kids. And next thing you know, you solved all the problems of the world and you burn 600 calories. So it's fantastic. I mean, you could have a, you know, a traveling Bible study for that third F component of somebody, you know, prepares ahead of time, maybe a little pre-work, and then you can have your discussion on the move. So there are really a ton of possibilities with that. And it doesn't have to be, oh, I have to carve out an additional time for, you know, doing this before or after a workout, but it could be running, you know, as an alternate workout within the existing AO. So there's a ton of options with that, and it's really just one of the easiest ways to get a good workout in and have great conversation.
So I guess we'll transition again here. You know, I think the one thing that everybody needs to be aware of, so we've got this fun workout going. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you guys, because I know the guys up by your house ended up doing a lot of boot camps with rucks. And why don't we just talk about how you transitioned from maybe meeting an hour before or just going on regular walks when everybody else is running? How did you actually end up where you started doing workouts that were ruck specific on your schedule?
So up in the Lake Norman area where I do most of my posting, we have done a lot of the F3 custom events. And a lot of those workouts were birthed by, okay, we have this event coming. We're going to all be doing the event together. Well, let's train together. And then you kind of create this alternate schedule of, you know, we're going to have pop-up ruck workouts or, you know, this will be a ruck-friendly workout. And sometimes it's just you're going to the same workout you've always been doing and you're wearing a ruck and you're, you know, feel like you're taking a step backwards because you have the additional weight and it's a little bit awkward. And if, you know, we're on the move, then I'm a little bit slower. You know, it really can be something simple. Hey, we're going to get together and we can do the, you know, the circle of death type of workout where you never even leave a 10 square foot area and you just do, hey, we're going to do 30 air squats and 20 push-ups, and then we're going to do some flutter kicks and we're going to, you know, vary the exercises like that. You know, you can be really creative, and the Louisville guys are, you know, the fun factory of it where, you know, they create a theme and, you know, you have a mission and everything like that. I mean, it's it really is a opportunity to stretch your creativity. I mean, I have put on workouts where, you know, you had a mission plan and handed it out on paper to everyone, and, you know, you have all these waypoints that you need to get to, and you have to accomplish a task, and you have to pick up cargo, and you have to transport it to another place, and, you know, I've even put pyrotechnics in it and for enemy fire, and you can have a ton of fun with it. But then you can just be very basic and be no different than a regular boot camp of, you know, we're going to do a string of pearls. We're going to ruck to this place, and then we're going to do, you know, a set of exercises, and then we're going to ruck to the next place and do more exercises and continue on until it's time to circle up and take it out. So I can't emphasize enough that it doesn't have to be complicated. You can do anything that you normally would do. You just wear a backpack with weight in it. And as you get going, just like anything else with F3, you get more comfortable, you get a little bit more daring and creative, and then, you know, you start doing elaborate things like capture the flag, like they did in Louisville. So, you know, having more and more of these workouts locally will just feed into itself and grow it further, and then you'll have a whole new set of cues who, hey, I don't really feel comfortable cueing because I'm not the fittest guy or the fastest guy, and, you know, I don't really want to put on a workout that is subpar, but the weight is a great equalizer. You know, some of the people who are slower runners are really good ruckers, and, you know, it gives them an opportunity to step up and lead.
And I was going to say, we had a recent roundtable call with the guys from Louisville that you need to go back and listen to. They have they shared some of their secrets. So why don't you talk a little bit about if once you decide you want to start buying some gear from GoRuck, how do they get a hold of that coupon code?
So you can reach me. My wife calls me Mark Gunther. You can hit me up on Facebook. The F3 Nation Rucking Twitter handle, you can direct message me from there. We get a monthly GoRuck coupon code for 25% off all gear and events. So that's really advantageous to purchasing your gear. I'll happily have any discussions as to, you know, what might be the most appropriate gear based on your size and things like that, because some people are not sure if they should get a bigger ruck or a smaller ruck, or, you know, should I get a rucker, which is the more stripped down model, or should I get the GR1, which is the more of a, you know, traveling backpack that is just as durable. So you can definitely do that. I always know when it's a new month because I get lit up with direct messages asking for the new code. It usually takes a couple of days to get a new one in. But it's a great perk that GoRuck has given to us because we bring a ton of business to them, and it helps our guys save on their gear and their events. Another thing for people who aren't aware is, we have a lot of custom events throughout F3 Nation, whether it's a regional tough event, the Grow Ruck event, and then every year we have one to two kind of nation-level sort of homecoming ruck events that are usually a heavier more, where people from all over can travel in and meet people from other areas and do the event. So, you know, obviously, you're starting off, you're getting the basics, you're getting fitter, becoming more comfortable with it, but then there is endless opportunity to stay within F3 Nation, but still do rucking. So, you know, it's a huge opportunity. I mean, you know, I have, for better or for worse, kind of made my name in F3 through rucking, and I love it. I mean, the number of people who seem to have found their fitness home in rucking is really incredible. And, you know, you guys who, I never really played sports, and I don't know that I'm that fit or whatever. find rucking and find an opportunity to, you know, really be a leader in their, you know, local fitness community because of, you know, taking the leadership role, leading workouts, encouraging guys, and really, you know, kind of finding their true self in that.
Yeah, and I'm going to toss in there to as far as doing the events. If you get to the point where you're, you know, your region, reach out to Bono. He's the guy leading up the Grow Rucks right now, and so you can reach out to Winnebago, reach out to Bono, and they'll help kind of give you some guidance if maybe it makes more sense for your group to go do a light before you do Grow Ruck, and then maybe they can also hook you up with a Grow Ruck schedule and kind of see what, you know, what works best for your region or your group. So. Winnebago, I'm going to give you it's your birthday, so you're going to get final comments. What else you want to add to the conversation?
Oh, man. Okay. So there's already workings for next March, a F3 Nation HTL. Sweat out of Churum is leading that. He's kind of putting together kind of the starting pieces for that. So, you know, if you are already into rucking and want to do that, you know, that is an option out there on the table. You know, if there's going to be a heavy, a tough, and a light, or you can do all three. So no matter what your level is, there is something that you can start now and work your way towards with an objective and then still be with your F3 brothers. With regards to regional events, we kind of have a unique opportunity, and we do have the Grow Up option for regions to do where it's the full weekend. You know, you get the Grow School, you get, you know, some F3 royalty that come in and, you know, kind of help give you a jump start to your region, and then you have the culminating Grow Ruck event, typically with Cadre Danny, who's awesome F3 liners. Or if, you know, your region doesn't really want to do that, they don't want the full weekend, or if you've already done a Grow Ruck and, hey, that was a lot of fun, we want to do it again, you can reach out to me and I can help you set up your own event with, you know, heavy, tough, light, whatever you'd like it to be, and then you can just have it locally. So, you know, you have options with that. To really just stay with your local group of guys and, you know, make a meaningful event. There are very few events that can impact a region and a group of guys like a Grow Ruck event because you just have the sheer time together. The only other event that I can really think of is the relay events where you spend time in a van with these guys for 24 hours, but you don't impact the same number of people. You know, you might have six in a van, whereas you do a Grow Ruck event and you can have 30 to 70 people involved. And, you know, it's a great way to build community in your region.
Brother, I appreciate you being on the call today. And I'm going to go ahead and say happy birthday on behalf of F3 Nation. We appreciate all the work you do for us. I appreciate that you told everybody not to run with that ruck because I think you're crazy. And then, like I said, if you are on Twitter, what is so F3 Nation Rucking is really another really great way to get a hold of you, right?
Yeah, let me take a look. I can't even remember my own handle.
I'm pretty sure it's F3 Nation Ruck.
Yep, F3 yep. Nation Ruck. Because right. Some jokers down in South Carolina decided to do F3 Rucking before I had it established. So it's F3 Nation Ruck. You can DM me that way. The ruck running, I haven't decided if I'm going to try and defend my crown. These kids are after me. So I may or may not. Game time decision.
I would go ahead and not defend that crown, but brother, thanks for being on the call. Have a happy birthday, and I'll talk to everybody next week. Thank you.
Thank you.